live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Akilah Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, two women have been hospitalised after a fire broke out at their home in West Donegal yesterday evening. Police in Derry are becoming increasingly concerned for the safety and welfare of a man missing since Friday evening. There are calls for an urgent review of the recruitment policy at Letterkenny University Hospital, and there's pressure on the government to sign off on a MICA redress scheme at a cabinet meeting tomorrow. Those stories to follow in full, plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with PJ Lynch coming up at about 5:15. But first in news, investigations are continuing following the death of a diver in Donegal yesterday afternoon. The man, who is believed to be in his 30s, was airlifted from a diving boat off the coast of Inishona yesterday afternoon to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. However, it's understood the man was pronounced dead on arrival. The UK's ambassador to Ireland says the Good Friday Agreement will be protected no matter what happens with Brexit. Robin Barnett was speaking at a gathering of the British-Irish Parliamentary Assembly in Wicklow. Climate change and Brexit were the two crucial issues being discussed by politicians from across both islands. Ambassador Robin Barnett says it's important to protect what's been hard won since the Good Friday Agreement was signed.
Let me restate unequivocally to you here that whatever the shape of the UK's exit from the European Union, we will make sure that we protect the Belfast Good Friday Agreement in all its parts, under all circumstances.
Two women have been hospitalised after a fire broke out at their home in West Donegal yesterday evening. The property in Mullaghcleugh was severely damaged by the blaze, which is believed to have started in the sitting room at around 6 o'clock last evening. The women were taken to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment to their injuries, which are said to be non-life-threatening. The fire is not being treated as suspicious. An orange forest fire warning has been issued by the Department of Agriculture. The warning has been issued due to the high temperatures and low humidity levels being forecast over the coming days. It will remain valid until 12 noon on Friday. Donegal County Council has appealed to all landowners and members of the public to adhere to the warning. Donald Kavanagh has more.
Donegal County Council is appealing to landowners and members of the public to exercise caution and take all necessary measures to prevent the occurrence of wildfires involving materials such as gorse, heather and similar. Landowners and members of the public are urged to be vigilant and to report any uncontrolled or unattended fires immediately to the fire service. The council is also urging landowners and members of the public not to engage in activities that could cause wildfires. Householders or building owners in areas susceptible to wildfire are advised to remove or cut back any vegetation in the immediate vicinity of their house, building or oil tank to prevent wildfires damaging or destroying their property. The council adds that under Wildlife Acts it's an offence to cut, grub, burn or otherwise destroy any vegetation growing on any land not then cultivated before the beginning of March and the end of August.
There are calls for an urgent review of the recruitment policy at Letterkenny University Hospital. It follows concern locally that there's too much red tape around the current process and the time gap between a position being advertised and the date it is filled. Councillor Kim Brogan believes that handing the responsibility of recruitment over to local management is the obvious solution. He also says that addressing the recruitment issue would have a knock-on positive effect on other problems at the hospital.
Here in the Northwest, we should have a more regional based recruitment process that is much more simple and much more directed to the Northwest. We see the timescales involved. Could it take at least up to 6 months from the position being advertised, and sometimes when I get to the stage where the position is due to be filled, and by the time everyone gets through the different red tape and bureaucracy that's there, the person that was successful in the job maybe has taken up a job elsewhere. So the whole recruitment process is there at the minute. It's flawed and it's wrong and it's costing far too much money. And I suppose as a result of that, we find ourselves paying out millions on an annual basis to locums and to agencies. And this has to be looked at as a matter of urgency.
And on top of that, because of the lengthy time it takes for the recruitment process, I'm sure we are potentially losing a lot of very talented people because they are potentially taking jobs elsewhere.
There's absolutely no doubt about that, and it must be very frustrating for some of the candidates as well. And so it's also frustrating for the patients as well, because there's no continuity for the agency staff and the locums for the patient. And I think the patient has to be the main focus here. So we need to, as a matter of urgency, try and look at this to see what can be done on a more regional basis, on a more direct basis, rather than going through the whole national process that's in place at the moment. And there's no doubt about it, this has failed hospitals in the region for a long, long time, and nobody else seems to be looking at this. So I'm now calling, as a matter of urgency, for this to be reviewed.
Meanwhile, the Health Minister says he doesn't like Ireland being judged purely on an economic basis. His comments come after the IMF urged a healthcare spending review be carried out to stop cost overruns by the state. €17 billion was allocated for health in budget 2019, an increase of almost €2 billion on the previous budget. Simon Harris says people want to see investment in the health service.
Well, of course we need to look at health spending, but we also don't just live in an economy. We do live in a society, and I think the people of our country want us to invest heavily in our public services, but they also want to know that they're getting value for that money. They want to see the benefits of that investment. We are investing record levels in health now, about €17 billion, and it's really important that that investment is coupled with a programme of reform, and that's exactly what we're doing with Sláintecare.
Police in Derry are becoming increasingly concerned for the safety and welfare of a man missing since Friday evening. The 33-year-old, known as Aidan, was last seen in the Clarendon Street area of the city on Friday evening at around 5 o'clock. He is described as having a medium build, is approximately 5 foot 8 inches in height, and was last seen wearing blue jeans, a dark navy jacket and brown loafers. Anyone with any information is asked to contact the PSNI on 101. A number of homes in Clonmany were said to be seconds from being flooded again after torrential rain on Friday afternoon. The river running nearby burst its banks and it was unable to cope with the heavy rainfall. Efforts were made locally in a bid to stop the water from going into some of the houses. The area in question was one which was severely hit by the devastating floods of August 2017. Councillor Martin McDermott says none of the relevant bodies are taking responsibility for clearing debris from local rivers. He says enough is enough.
It's very, very unfair, as you can see, that it's only just a matter of time before their house is flooded, destroyed again by a flood. And the departments and everyone, National Parks and Wildlife, Fishery Boards, everybody is standing back and allowing this to happen, and they're allowing people's homes to be destroyed again. And I think it's totally unfair, and we have to really, really, really look at what happened on Friday and say enough is enough, and we have to start getting people in, getting contractors in, getting someone in to do work to the rivers, and putting people first instead of these organisations.
It's something that you have raised before in Lifford in terms of nobody taking responsibility for the cleanup of these rivers. Has there been any update as to who may take responsibility for them, or, as you say, to seek a contractor to do the work?
No, there hasn't been anyone taking responsibility. I wrote to the Minister, Boxer Moran, a few times actually since March. I've got the same reply back, that they will come back to me, that they will meet me, but they haven't given a time or a date. Boxer Moran was to be in the county back at the start of April, but then that didn't happen, he didn't come up. I think we're getting to the point now where I think we need to sit down with local groups in areas and decide how we can go about and do this ourselves, and let these people take us wherever they want to take us. Let these people take us to court if they want to take us to court. These organisations, so-called organisations that are supposed to be looking after the people in this country.
There's pressure on the government to sign off on a MICA redress scheme at a cabinet meeting tomorrow. Housing Minister Owen Murphy said in recent days that it was anticipated the scheme will be brought before cabinet this week. A redress scheme was first promised in October last year. Senator Padraig McLaughlin believes that the scheme should be fully funded by the state, as is the case with the Pyrite Resolution Scheme. He says there can be no more excuses, and tomorrow's meeting must be the one that finally does the right thing.
For months now, the government have promised that they're going to do so, and at this stage, you know, I have been canvassing for weeks across North Donegal, and I can confirm, you know, having met a huge number of people at their doorstep, that this is a huge issue. It's a huge issue for so many families who have been devastated by these crumbling blocks, who have waited for far too long, and we need to have an announcement, and it needs to be fully funded just like the scheme was for pyrites for families in Dublin and North Leinster.
Now, last week, Housing Minister Eoghan Murphy did anticipate that the scheme would be brought before Cabinet this week. That meeting's taking place tomorrow. What you want to see, though, is more than discussions, really, here about the scheme. You want it signed off and implemented.
Indeed. I mean, this has dragged on for years, and we've had excuse after excuse. But at this point, there can be no more excuses. We need action. We need families to have a scheme to try and make their homes safe. And as I say, that has to be a fully funded scheme. We have a situation now where over 1,000 families in Dublin and North Leinster have had their homes made safe and they haven't been asked to contribute financially to it. That must be the case in Donegal too. So I will await the news tomorrow on the details of the scheme and we'll take it from there.
The government is being called on to clarify how much the preferred bidder for the National Broadband Plan will invest at the start of the project. It's after the Communications Minister Richard Bruton said it would cost Granahan McCord €2.4 billion over the lifetime of the 25-year contract. The minister moved today to clarify the contribution after the Agriculture Minister Michael Creed said it would be just €200 million. Labour leader Brendan Hyland has dismissed the explanation as spin and says the issue of final ownership seems to be overlooked.
The fundamental first question is how much are they ponying up now? And the other question, that it's a matter of indifference who owns it at the end of the period. Now that's a great spin.
There are fears that the school transport debacle in Kilmacrenan and Termon may arise again after reports that the tender for the bus is not being renewed. Last September, up to 32 students from the area wishing to travel to Milford for school missed out on bus places because they had concessionary tickets and therefore can be refused the service because Milford isn't the closest school to them. The issue wasn't resolved until November. However, it's understood the bus errand has stated that that was only a temporary solution. Local election candidate Noel McBride says efforts must be made to address the situation now before it becomes a major problem again.
You have the two secondary schools in Milford, not rocket science to contact them and ask them how many students are coming to each school, proposed to come to the school in September, and the current students that are travelling to those schools. Figure out from there what size of a bus is required. And all they've got to do is to put in a tender for the proper size of the bus so that the children can get on their bus in September and attend the school of their choice. To say to students and to young children, look, there's enough stress for parents and for children without being caught up in the middle of this. I think that, you know, bus airing, and I'm willing to sit down with them and willing to sit down with parents and to try and sort it out. I don't think it's rocket science if there's a wall by bus airing to solve it.
And the fact that there are fears that it could come to a head again, we are in May, ample time, in your opinion, to be proactive instead of reactive yet again.
Exactly. Like, you know, we're in the month of May, middle of May. We have until, say, the beginning of September before the schools reopen again. But don't be coming to parents in the middle of August or the end of August and saying, you have no bus. Like last year, 32 students left without a bus until the middle of November. And what's more, Bus Éireann insisted that they pay the full amount of money, even though they had no bus from September until November. Somebody needs to waken up here.
Sport on Highland, brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure in Letterkenny, with the new Adidas Messi range now available, including jerseys, jackets, bottoms and boots. See in-store or online at michaelmurphysports.ie.
And it's 14 minutes past five and time's latest in sport with PJ Lynch.
Gaelic Games, and Ryan McHugh was at the AIB's launch of the 2019 All-Ireland Senior Football Championship today up in Dublin, and that of course Donegal beginning their championship campaign and defending their Ulster title when they face Fermanagh on Sunday week. The Kilcare club man was speaking with Oisín Langan at the event in Dublin, and he says that Donegal football is in a good place.
Yeah, you know, I suppose, as you touched on, football in Donegal is good at the minute, and it's in a good place. You know, we're Ulster champions, and we're extremely happy about that. So we are, and Gidor doing what they done in the Ireland Club Series was extremely proud. You know, from a Donegal point of view, it was great to see. So yeah, looking forward to it. I think, as you touched on, there's really, really top footballers in Donegal. I suppose it's about trying to find that and produce that on any given day, and no more than in a week's or Sunday week against Fermanagh, we need to find it.
Staying with Gaelic Games, and the Donegal Miners will travel to Kingsbarn Breffni Park this coming Sunday, the 19th of May, for a match with Cavan in round three of the qualifiers, with the winners of that one going on to the semi-finals. That game will throw in at 6 p.m. Elsewhere, Tyrone are also away from home. Collie Holmes Chargers will make the trip to Park Esler to take on Down, with that one getting underway this Sunday as well at 2 p.m. Soccer now, and Swansea manager Graham Potter is believed to be Brighton's preferred candidate to replace Chris Hughton. The former Republic of Ireland defender was sacked this morning, the day after completing his second year in the Premier League with the Seagulls. Brighton finished just one place and 2 points clear of relegation. Potter was appointed Swansea boss in June of last year after helping the unfashionable Swedish club Östersund to the knockout phase of the Europa League. Derby boss Frank Lampard says there's no need to panic about losing the first leg of their championship playoff semi-final. They were beaten 1-0 at home by Leeds on a Saturday, and Lampard says they can still turn the tie around.
We just have to worry about ourselves. I don't think we have to go crazy. It's half-time in a game where we're 1-0 down. I know that this year, I think of pretty much any team, we are a team that have come back from negative results and turned them around into positives. This will be our biggest test yet on that front.
Watford defender Jose Holebas will be available to face Manchester City in the FA Cup final. His red card received against West Ham on the final day of the Premier League season was overturned on appeal. Watford meet City at Wembley on Saturday. The Nagala Caravans Cup final between Glengad and Bunnigie United will take place this Friday evening at McGinn Park in Buncrana. Kickoff in that one is at 7:30. In athletics, James Kelly of Finn Valley AC had a European Junior Championship qualifying performance in the shot put at the Donegal Senior Championships on Sunday. Kelly threw a 17.98 metre at the championships, which were held at the Finn Valley Centre. He can now look forward to the European Junior Championships, which take place in Sweden in July. Rugby now, and Keith Earls appears to be winning his race to be fit for Saturday's Pro 14 semi-final with Leinster. The Ireland wing returns to full training this week, having been still marked as doubtful last week due to his hamstring problem. Joey Carberry and Reese Marshall are also back in contention for the interprovincial clash at the RDS. Carberry's been absent since March with a hamstring injury of his own, but he's raring to return on Saturday.
Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. It's obviously been a frustrating couple of months. Hammies are quite niggly, so there was stages where I was getting good, then getting bad, and it was kind of hard to call, so kind of made a pact with the physios that I wasn't going to play until I was 100%, so been training the last couple of weeks and it feels pretty good, so hopefully now get through this week okay, and I'm lucky enough to be selected, then I should be okay.
Leinster's Josh van der Fleer is available for that meeting with Munster. The Ireland flanker had been expected to miss the rest of the campaign after having groin surgery, but he has recovered ahead of time. Leinster have this afternoon declared van der Fleer available for selection at the Derby at the RDS, with Jameson Gibson Park also in line to return, having shaken off a hamstring injury. In golf, finally, Tiger Woods will be among the early starters for the first round of the PGA Championship at Bethpage Black in New York on Thursday. Woods, who will make his first appearance since his Masters victory last month, will be accompanied by defending champion Brooks Koepka and open holder Francesco Molinari. The PGA of America have retained the tradition of the holders of the three other majors play the first two rounds together. Rory McIlroy will play alongside Phil Mickelson and Jason Day. Shane Lowry will be partnered by Tommy Fleetwood and Eric Van Rooyen, while Graham McDowell will be in a group with Shays Reavy and Brendan Jones. That's all your sports news here on Highland Today. Your next sports update will be after the 8 o'clock news tomorrow morning. But for now, it's back to Michaela.
Thanks, PJ. And returning to some news, a European election candidate says there is no point in designating areas like Letterkenny as gateway towns if there isn't follow-up funding available to develop and rejuvenate the smaller towns beyond them. Fine Gael candidate Maria Walsh was speaking as she begins a three-day visit to Donegal as part of her campaign. Ms Walsh says helping to rejuvenate rural Ireland and facilitate the formation of local businesses will be a key element of her campaign.
Letterkenny obviously is a large epicentre for Donegal as a whole, but smaller areas where younger people can come back, where people like myself who moved back home can see hope there and see future. And if we're not talking about it, if we're not highlighting them, a whole part of our campaign for the European Parliament is to make sure remote areas right throughout the West and Northwest feel support and they have visibility both here and hopefully in the next 5 years.
The rate of house burglaries during winter has halved in the last 5 years, according to new figures from Gardaí. As part of what's known as Operation Thor, officers have been targeting known crime gangs involved in house break-ins. Between last October and March, Gardaí also mounted 73,000 checkpoints. Assistant Commissioner John O'Driscoll says legislation has also helped cut the number of burglaries.
The introduction of legislation in the form of the Criminal Justice Burglary of Dwellings Act 2015, which amended the bail laws, which allows for, well, consecutive sentencing in particular circumstances, but also it allows for the fact that a person has been charged previously in relation to burglaries to be taken into account in making a decision as to whether to grant bail or not.
And the €4.95 million Slieveleague strategic development project has been officially launched today. Works on constructing a transportation hub and visitor centre have been completed, as well as road improvements from Carrick Village and a ranger station with car park and toilet facilities. The project is joint funded by Donegal County Council and Fáilte Árnaid, with support from Interreg and other EU funding initiatives. Liam Ward is Director of Community Development with Donegal County Council.
We have completed transportation and visitor centre there just at Teelan. We have carried out road improvement works from Carrick Village out to that location. We have constructed car parks, ranger station, toilet facilities, and I suppose importantly for visitors to the area who want to access these cliffs and this unique surrounding, we have completed 2.5 kilometres of mountain path up on the mountain, and it's quite breathtaking. What also is key here, we're delighted now that we're in a position to move forward in this part of it. There is the opportunity here to create local employment for local people in the area. We have recently appointed the operations manager for the project, and we are now going to be employing further people, both on a part-time and a full-time basis. And this offers employment opportunities in the area, and it will obviously be a huge benefit.
For weather now, today will be dry with good sunshine. Highest temperatures of 17 to 20 degrees and moderate to fresh southerly winds. Tonight will be dry also with clear spells and lowest temperatures of 6 to 8 degrees. And just to have a look at the closing headlines, investigations are continuing following the death of a diver in Donegal yesterday afternoon. The man, who is believed to be in his 30s, was airlifted from a diving boat off the coast of Inishowen yesterday afternoon to Letterkenny University Hospital for treatment. Meanwhile, two women have been hospitalised after a fire broke out at their home in West Donegal yesterday evening. The property in Mullidoff was severely damaged by the blaze, which is believed to have started in the sitting room at around 6 o'clock last evening. There are calls for an urgent review of the recruitment policy at Letterkenny University Hospital. It follows concern locally that there's too much red tape around the current process and the time gap between a position being advertised and to the date it is filled. And police in Derry are becoming increasingly concerned for the safety and welfare of a man missing since Friday evening. The 33-year-old, known as Aidan, was last seen in the Clarendon Street area of the city on Friday evening at around 5 o'clock. And that's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening.
The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 13th of May. The death has taken place of Jim Boyle, 4 Collins Walk, Strabane, formerly of Orchard Street, Strabane. His remains will repose at his home from 6:30 this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow at 6 o'clock to the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane. Requiem Mass on Wednesday at 12 noon, followed by interment in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Michael Mickey Gowdy, 329 St Eunan's Terrace, Raphoe. His remains will repose at his residence from 5:30 this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday afternoon at 1:30 for 2 o'clock service in St Eunan's Cathedral, Raphoe, with burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard in the family plot. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of Gibson Funeral Directors, Convoy. The death has taken place of James McDermott, Main Street, Glenties, and formerly of Mina Halla, Glenties. His remains will repose at Shevlin's funeral home, Sandfield Ardra, this evening from 7 until 9, and again tomorrow from 3 o'clock, with removal at 20 past 6 to St Connell's Church, Glenties, for 7 o'clock, reposing overnight. Funeral mass on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the local cemetery. The death has taken place of Nora Patterson, Domain Convoy. Her remains will repose at her residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church Convoy, with burial afterwards in the Old Cemetery Convoy in the family plot. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Terence McClintock Funeral Director. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has taken place of Mick Crumlish, late of Mean Lecture Bale, Lecamy Moville. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Ballinacrae, followed by cremation in Nakelands Crematorium, County Cavan at 4:30. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. The death has occurred of Dan McNulty, Old Road, Mount Charles, County Donegal. His remains will repose at Gallagher's Funeral Home, Station Road, Mount Charles, from 6 o'clock this evening until Rosary at 10, and again tomorrow from 4 o'clock until removal to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Mount Charles, arriving at 7:30. Funeral Mass on Wednesday morning at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Donegal Community Hospital, Donegal Town, care of Gallagher Funeral Directors or any family member. The death has taken place of James Busty McMonagall, 57, Cannon View, Mountain Top, Letterkenny. His remains are reposing at his sister and brother Lena and Patrick McMonagall's residence at 2 St Eunan's Terrace, Letterkenny. Removal tomorrow morning at 9:30 to St Eunan's Cathedral for Requiem Mass at 10 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the family plot at Conwell Cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Patients' Comfort Fund, care of University Hospital Letterkenny, care of Bradley Funeral Directors. The death has taken place of Julia Harvey, 1 Lock Road, Milford. Her remains are reposing at her late residence. Requiem Mass on Wednesday morning at 11 in St Peter's Church, Milford, with burial afterwards in Doe Cemetery, Creasla. House strictly private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has occurred of Breed Harrod, Dewish Ballybuffet. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner, followed by interment in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Raymond White, Ballyduff, Lifford. His remains are reposing at the family home, Ballyduff, Lifford. Funeral from there on Wednesday morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Murlock, Lifford, at 11. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to the Friends of Lifford Hospital, care of Quigley Funeral Directors. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of Desi O'Donnell, 283, Ard McCarran, Ballybuffet, formerly of Ardbeathan, St Johnson. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in the Church of Mary Immaculate, Stranorner. Interment afterwards in Drumbo Cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 11 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow.